రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 39 and 40. పునశ్చయాచమానాయ జాతరూపం అదాత్ ప్రభుః తతో నృతం మదం కామం రజో వైరం చ పంచమం. పునశ్చయాచమానాయ జాతరూపం అదాత్ ప్రభుః తతో నృతం మదం కామం రజో వైరం చ పంచమం. అమూని పంచ స్థానాని. ఈయ అధర్మ ప్రభవ కలి. ఉత్తరేయణ దత్తాని.
న్యావసత్తన్నిదేశకృత్.
అమూని పంచ స్థానాని. ఈయ అధర్మ ప్రభవ కలి. ఉత్తరేణ దత్తాని. న్యావసత్తన్నిదేశకృత్.
పునశ్చయాచమానాయ
జాతరూపం అదాత్ ప్రభుః. తతో నృతం మదం కామం. రజో వైరం చ పంచమం.
అమూని పంచ స్థానాని.
ఈయ అధర్మ ప్రభవ కలి. ఉత్తరేణ దత్తాని.
న్యావసత్తన్నిదేశకృత్.
పునశ్ అగేన్
చ ఆల్సో
యాచమానాయ
టు ద బెగర్
జాతరూపం
గోల్డ్
అదాత్ గేవ్ అవే ప్రభుః ద కింగ్ తతః
వేర్ బై
అనృతం ఫాల్స్హుడ్ మదం ఇంటాక్సికేషన్
కామం
లస్ట్
రజః
ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ప్యాషనెట్ మూడ్
వైరం
ఎన్మిటీ
చ ఆల్సో
పంచమం
ద ఫిఫ్త్ వన్.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
The personality of Kali asked for something more, and because of his begging, the king gave him permission to live where there is gold, because wherever there is gold, there is also falsity, intoxication, lust, envy and enmity. Please repeat. The personality of Kali
asked for something more
and because of his begging the king gave him permission to live
where there is gold
because wherever there is gold
there is also falsity
intoxication
lust
envy
and enmity.
Purport. Although Maharaj Parikshit gave Kali permission to live in the four places, It was very difficult for him to find the places because during the reign of Maharaj Parikshit there were no such places. Therefore Kali asked the king to give him something practical which could be utilized for his nefarious purposes. Maharaj Parikshit thus gave him permission to live in a place where there is gold, because wherever there is gold there are all the above mentioned four things, and over and above them there is enmity also. So the personality of Kali became gold standardized. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, gold encourages falsity, intoxication, prostitution, envy and enmity. Even a gold standard exchange and currency is bad. Gold standard currency is based on falsehood because the currency is not on a par with the reserved gold. The basic principle is falsity because currency notes are issued in value beyond that of the actual reserved gold. This artificial inflation of currency by the authorities encourages prostitution of the state economy. The price of commodities becomes artificially inflated because of bad money or artificial money notes. Bad money drives away good money. Instead of paper currency, actual gold coin should be used for exchange, and this will stop prostitution of gold. Gold ornaments for women may be allowed by control, not by quality, but by quantity. This will discourage lust, envy and enmity. When there is actual gold currency in the form of coins, the influence of gold in producing falsity, prostitution, etc. will automatically cease. There will be no need of an anti-corruption ministry for another term of prostitution and falsity of purpose. Prabhupada is heavy.
Irreligious principles.
Prabhavah. Encouraging.
Kalihi.
The age of Kali. Uttarayena. By the son of Uttara. Dattani.
Delivered.
Nyavasat.
Dwelt.
Tat.
By him.
Nideshakrit.
Directed.
Thus the personality of Kali, by the directions of Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, was allowed to live in those five places. Thus, the age of Kali began with gold standardization, and therefore falsity, intoxication, animal slaughter and prostitution are rampant all over the world, and the saner action section is eager to drive out corruption. The counteracting process is suggested above, and everyone can take advantage of this suggestion.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Punascha Yachamanaya Jata Rupam Adat Prabhu Tato Nritam Madam Kamam Rajo Vairam Cha Panchamam Amuni Panchasthanani Hiya Dharma Prabhava Kalihi Ottareyena Dattani Nyavasattani Deshakrit.
The personality of Kali asked for something more, and because of his begging, the king gave him permission to live where there is gold, because Wherever there is gold, there is also falsity, intoxication, lust, envy, and enmity. Thus, the personality of Kali, by the directions of Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, was allowed to live in those five places. So this is very interesting, isn't it? We would never have thought like that. See, if suppose we were given this option, okay, you can choose some places where you can live. So, you know, we would not have asked. And if he had asked, the person who gives us would not have understood what we are asking and why, what should be given. But here, Kali is a smart guy and Parikshit Maharaj is a much smarter guy, you know, because one is depending on his tricks and the other is depending on Krishna. That's where the difference is, you know, like Arjuna and Duryodhana. Arjuna followed instructions of Krishna and he depended on Krishna for the results. Duryodhana was always playing tricks and he thought that he is super intelligent and he had some friends like Shakuni and so on, you know, who were his advisors and who they also thought that they are much superior and they always schemed and planned and things like that, you know. But we know ultimately who won and why. So this thinking about gold, that he thought, where should I give him? You know, these four angles are covered already, four pillars of dharma. But then, because at that time, Kali has still not started showing its full influence, there were only some symptoms. So the problem came, where do I give him? What place? So Parikshit Maharaj thought of gold. And he says, okay, wherever there is gold, you can go and stay. And gold means wealth, right? Gold means wealth. Even somebody may say land or this or that, but for everything, gold can buy anything, in other words, you know, isn't it? Gold can buy anything except, of course, Krishna Bhakti. It cannot buy Krishna Bhakti. It cannot assure you entry into spiritual world. But materially, yes, you can buy so many things. And here Prabhupada proposes to the governments of the world that don't simply keep on printing money. You know, that's what is happening today. There is a shortage, there is something, they just print, you know. That's how the inflation goes up, you know, because there is no counterbalance. Earlier it was like, okay, what is your rating? Rating dependent on how much gold you have. Now it's far. Gold is not there, you know. Some countries don't have gold at all. But still they keep circulating some paper. Print more and more of paper. So that's a dangerous situation and we see that now, you know. In all of you who are here now, even if you are young, just compare to what it was when you were very young, when you were a child. What was the price of wheat and sugar and all? Of course, now we are old and we have seen many changes. You know, I have a diary, 1969. I think not 69. Yeah, 60-something, 64, 65. I remember I was in some, just passed out of college, school, and gone into college. And then my father was just an employee in a life insurance corporation, an LIC. And we are nine of us. Out of that, you know, three or four of them in college and then schools and, you know, so it's a big, big burden. So he used to always have, you know, mother and father will have always some thing going on, you know, fighting for things that why you spent and this and that, you know. And always shortage. Naturally, this is there everywhere now. So I remember I just offered, I said, why you people fight like that, you know? I was one of the nine, but I don't know, I had some courage, and I say I could talk to my father. So I don't know, and suddenly he says, okay, if you feel that we are not doing the good job, you keep the accounts. And I instantly agreed. I said, okay, I'll do it. And I remember that I had a small little Gita diary, you know, some program I attended, and they gave a diary to everybody. So each page there is a shloka, and there is it's a small little thing, Gita Purus Gorakhpur. So the diary is still with me, and I mean, sometime I go through that, you know, and I used to keep the account. And the prices were ridiculous compared to what it is now. For years together, sugar was 14 anna, and salt was 2 anna, you know, like 14 anna, you can imagine, less than a rupee, 16 anna is a rupee. Something like 84, 85 paisa for a kilo of sugar. Now I even don't know, because I'm not in India, so I don't know what are the rate, but I'm sure it is quite high. Salt was just 2 annas. The wheat was, you know, 1 rupee kilo. But if you buy a quintal, that is one bag, you know, then you could bargain and get it for about 80, 85 rupees. Rupee a kilo. Even when I moved to Bombay in 1970, the petrol, the gas, what we call here, was just 1 rupee a liter. So from 1 rupee, it has gone to whatever, 70 odd rupees. In just last, 40 years. So why? Because again, same thing, you know. You keep printing. Gold reserves are gone for a kick, you know. No more standard. No gold standard. Prabhupada says he gold standardization. That if there is gold, you are sure that these four things are there. You know, lust, intoxication, womanization, all that is there, pakka. One time Prabhupada was discussing with somebody, and Prabhupada talked the same thing. Prabhupada said, old time it was good. If you have gold, you can buy things. If you don't gold, no gold, then... And of course, Prabhupada is also talking about controlling the quantity with each individual. Because it is told that in India, the gold in the families is goes to some thousands of tons. And if that is released, India can become number one country in the world, you know, in terms of GDP and so on. So, when they were discussing, and Prabhupada said it was nice. Then some devotee said, but Srila Prabhupada, that means you require lots of gold. Prabhupada said, why? Why do you need lots of gold? Because you have to buy so many things. You have to buy house and car and this and that. And so Prabhupada's answer was phenomenal. He said, why do you need all that? Why do you need a car? Okay, you need a house to stay. But why do you need a mansion? Why do you... I mean, he said, just your own grandfather was living happily without the car and everything. Now you have made your life complicated. Like, you know, we fly from here to somewhere, you know, the fly time may be 1 hour, but the travel to the airport and then, you know, keeping your car and going there and again from there to go, that may be much more than your real air travel, isn't it? So in a way we say we are, like we went to some place a couple of years back, and you know, we ultimately found out that we spent more time in traveling by air than we would have done by car, maybe because of the complicated systems, you know. If I want to go from here to India and I just go to internet and say, okay, Tallahassee to wherever. They say also, you know, the search engines and the different web pages, they say, we are searching for you from millions of networking solutions which are there. And then they'll tell you 58 choices you have, you know. How do you want to go? From here to there to there. Oh, I want to just go. I want to go happily. But to go happily, I have to go do so much search. And ultimately you find that whatever they are telling is not true. So that falsity has come, right? They cheat you. They will say this facility, that facility, they will not give you. And once anyway, you already paid in advance, so you can't do anything. Maybe you can write a complaint later. But the point is that all this is complication because of the wrong policies adopted by the... Because there is no proper guidance available. There are no brahmanas to advise. The officers are also shudras and the administrators are also shudras. Because shudra appoints his own nephew, niece, everybody. So naturally, what will happen? So, if you just look at the kingdom of Parikshit Maharaj, you know, and then his style of working, of Yudhishthir Maharaj, of Ambarish Prabhu, Ambarish Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, the great personalities, Bharat Maharaj. They are all great, great examples in front of us, you know. And of course, we may say we are not in the government, but yes, we are part of the government, you know, by the people, for the people, etc. So we can't say we are not there. Okay. So I think I will stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.